Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk. Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Good news is badly needed this week. Our own Ciara Tracy is with me in studio today to tell us about all the reasons to be happy. How's things, Ciara?
Fantastic. All good? How are you?
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Tell us about this.
So GAA is going even more global now as 100 Ugandan children are about to join the first ever cool camp in Uganda.
I saw this. Yeah.
I know, it's absolutely incredible. So this is down to a Claire man. He's a GAA coach. His name is John Conroy. He is a PE teacher in Uganda. He created a GAA team called Nile Oak Kuzaks 2 years ago, and now they're doing a cool camp for the first time.
That's fantastic, isn't
it's
it?
It's absolutely incredible. Yeah. So they've had over 450 children take part in GAA in Uganda. This is including deaf people. They've included Ugandan sign language. Women are also getting to play. So this is huge for Uganda, and it's getting great support from the Irish Embassy over there. So it really is.
He's obviously working out there, isn't he?
He is. He's a PE teacher over there.
Yeah, based out there.
But he's also got Ugandan teachers also coaching. So there's eight teachers involved. So everyone's mucking in.
Yeah. So aside from the expansion of the games, but I mean, even just for children based out there as well, I mean, it's pretty incredible to see.
It's fantastic to help them hone their own sports skills and their own independence as well. And it's great to have that Irish culture further afield.
I saw some of the photographs of it actually online.
It's incredible. And
really
what's great is right by the River Nile. So that's where the team name Nile Oak Kuzaks come from. So it's absolutely mad, isn't it?
It's brilliant. Not the only sports story. Good news for the women's rugby as well.
Yes. So we have the Women's Six Nations kicking off this weekend. So on Saturday, we have a triple header and we're going to have England v Ireland on Saturday at 2:25. So this is going to be a big game for Ireland. 6 months ago, we were knocked out of the Women's World Cup against France, the quarterfinals. So there's a lot of hurt, a lot for the women to prove. But, you know, we've come third in the last two Six Nations. So it hasn't been awful. Aoife Wafer was our player of the championship last year, which is great. We don't often get Irish women winning those kind of big titles. So, yeah, it's going to be big. But, yeah, a lot to prove for Ireland this weekend.
You'll be tuned in.
I'll be tuned in. There'll be over 67,000 people in London watching it. So it's great for women's sport again. It just gets bigger and
the
bigger
visibility
every year.
Of it.
So,
I have to say, I've been looking at some of the clips of this over the past number of days, and I think this is going to be my reason to be happy this week.
So he said that Runway needs to take control of the narrative of the Speed Pass story and restore credibility. And he thought someone with my expertise would be a good idea. But I thought that for sure you had approved and were excited. And that's why I came in here all like, oh. Hi, good morning, Miranda.
Yes, Ashley, flag on the play. We don't need you this morning or ever. So pack up your things. You just cost Cornell summa cum laude her job. First in her family to go to college, I believe. Anyway, come along.
I am really looking forward to this. Devil Wears Prada 2.
The second film. So we just heard there, that was Miranda Priestley played by Meryl Streep.
Oh, she's such a weapon and she's brilliant.
She's absolutely incredible. And Anne Hathaway's returning to play Andy Sachs as well. So this is 20 years in the making. We've been looking forward to this. We have Stanley Tucci back. We have Emily Blunt back. So a lot to be looking forward to, including new music by Lady Gaga and Doechii.
Yeah.
So that was revealed in the second trailer yesterday.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I feel that they have released a lot. Like, I feel like I've seen a few clips already about
And you always kind of fear that, do we know the plot of the film already? But there's a lot to be revealed still. So this is about Andy and Miranda team up against Emily Blunt's character, Emily. So this is going to be a new take, but again, we're still going to have this like the scathing Miranda Priestley against a kind of simping Andy
as well.
So it's the same dynamic, I think.
When is it actually out?
The 1st of May.
Okay.
So spring is starting with Devil Wears Prada 2.
Yeah, I'd say that's going to be huge.
It is going to be
huge. I'd definitely be there anyway in the thick of that.
I'd say it'll be picked for quite a few films now, including music and fashion, of course.
You've good news for two Irish cities named among, is it the most vibrant in the world?
Yeah, the most colourful cities in the
world.
That's
unbelievable.
I know, you'd never think. We have Cork at 17 and Dublin at 30.
Really?
And I know a lot of grief is given to those.
And sorry, when you say colourful, in what way?
So it's really interesting, actually. They have picked different kind of representative images of the cities around the world. And they have found how many unique colours there are in the images. So between Dublin and Cork, there was over 2.5 million unique colours found in those images.
But is it paintings or is it...
No, it's just actual images of like different parts. So you might have, I don't know, Temple Bar, you might have the English Market. So that would be picked. We have Lisbon at number one. That's got over 2 million unique colours on its own. And then you also have the likes of New Orleans, New York. They're the kind of, you know, they were in the top 15. But no, we've made two of those.
So sorry, Cork was 17th position,
yes,
followed by Dublin in
30th.
30th position.
Yeah, so yeah, they look at the kind of colour wheel type vibe going on there. And yeah, but you can imagine their Temple Bar would be a big one if you think about it. The River Lee as well in Cork. Quite a few images.
Yeah, so there is that kind of, yeah, so it's sort of like vivid focal points as part of the
city. Even our Jory Street down the road, loads of colours going on there.
Well, it's some good news, I suppose, for Dublin and Cork, which is always great to hear. Kira Tracy from the News Talk Digital team. Thanks a million, Kira, for bringing a little smile to her face this Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.